group aided by Andrew Gillum teaches kids to glorify deadly Palestinian terrorist organization. By Aaron Klein on October 19, 2018. Dream Defenders, a radical organization closely associated with Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum, compiled an education tool for U.S. teachers that glorifies the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, a deadly terrorist organization. The project, which claims to be compatible with Common Core, pushes rebellion and educates students on the PFLP's goal, which is posted on Dream Defenders' stationery and quite literally calls for the destruction of the Zionist state. The PFLP is designated by the U.S. State Department as a foreign terrorist organization. As a secular Palestinian Marxist-Leninist terrorist group, the PFLP is responsible for scores of deadly suicide bombings, shooting attacks and airplane hijackings in which Israelis were murdered in cold blood. Gillum has evidenced a close personal and professional relationship with Dream Defenders. He has talked about aiding the group's activism and written in strong support of Dream Defenders and its co-founder, Philip Agnew. In turn, Agnew himself recently described a long and close working and personal relationship with Gillum and said he considers Gillum to be part of the movement. Gillum has also been under fire in recent days after it emerged that he signed Dream Defenders' Freedom Papers, which espouse socialist ideology and exclaim that police and prisons have no place in justice. Meanwhile, the Dream Defenders education project in question, according to the Gillum Link Group's literature, spotlights revolutionary organizations from around the world in an effort to highlight their elements of rebellion. The lesson plan, reviewed by Breitbart News, says it asks students to explore movements and organizations that led social change and display a coherent understanding of organizations and issues. How are you creating the change you want to see in the world and the society we live in? The curriculum asks, what kind of leader do you want to be? The clear goal is to lionize the organizations promoted in the radical curriculum. The project is titled Blacked Out History, Rebellion. It boasts educational literature, lesson plans and optional artwork replete with PFLP symbols. It is designed for grades 6 through 10 and boasts that the lesson is Common Core compatible. The vocabulary section teaches students that capitalism is an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit, rather than by the state, which often leads to exploitation of workers. Besides the PFLP, the lesson spotlights the Sandinistas, South African student movement and the Black Panther Party. The lesson teaches that the PFLP maintains the following key points, below are direct quotes. A state that includes the destruction of Zionism and the return of the Palestinian refugees to their homeland. They want to create a communist, working-class party, and the best way they see to do that is to liberate Palestine from Israeli rule. Freedom for this organization is the liberation of indigenous Palestine and to build a functioning working-class party, free from Israeli colonial rule. They want to be free from global imperialism. They want liberation. They want equal rights. The PFLP is fighting against Israel, the Zionist movement, the Palestinian Authority governing body, global imperialism and Arab reaction. Liberating all of Palestine and establishing a democratic socialist Palestinian state, including the destruction of Israel and the return of the Palestinian refugees. The curriculum allows that PFLP tactics have included assassinations, car bombings, suicide bombings and paramilitary operations against civilian and military targets. However, Dream Defenders fails to identify the PFLP as a terrorist organization. Instead, the lesson plan dubs the PFLP a secular Palestinian Marxist-Leninist and revolutionary socialist organization that has been described as a terrorist organization by the United States, Canada and the European Union. A few of the more well-known deadly PFLP suicide bombings include the December 5, 2003 suicide bombing of a bus station in central Israel, the November 1, 2004 suicide bombing of the popular Carmel Market in Tel Aviv, the February 16, 2002 suicide bombing of an Israeli pizzeria, and along with Hamas, the May 19, 2002 bombing of a Netanya market. The PFLP also claimed responsibility for the 2014 Jerusalem Synagogue massacre, although Israel later dubbed the murderous assault a lone wolf attack. In the 1960s and 1970s, The PFLP carried out numerous airplane hijackings and is widely considered a pioneer of that terrorist tactic. PFLP terrorists also infamously assassinated Israeli tourism minister Rehavam Zevi in 2001. The Dream Defenders curriculum, however, taught students that Zevi's murder was vengeance for an Israeli anti-terror action against a PFLP leader responsible for dispatching terrorists to murder Israeli civilians. Gillam and Dream Defenders. Gillam, meanwhile, previously posted a picture of himself below on Facebook posing with Philip Agnew, the co-founder of Dream Defenders, which in addition to its anti-Israel activities also demands an end to disaster capitalism, espouses socialist-style principles and rants against Independence Day. Ran into two rattlers today at CBC. Reads Gillam's caption on the photo, which can be seen above and is dated September 25, 2014. Could not be prouder of Philip Agnew and Commissioner Kian Hardiman. Gillam was taped at a June debate saying that he is pleased and proud to have sneaked food to Dream Defenders activists during a 30-day sleep-in protest at the Florida state capitol, referring to a 2013-month-long anti-gun protest in the wake of the Trayvon Martin shooting. "I hope you keep at it," Gillam said of Dream Defenders activists during the June event. Dream Defenders Action Fund, the electoral and C4 nonprofit arm of Dream Defenders, was part of a progressive coalition that reportedly committed $3.5 million to help Gillam win the Democratic primary against Gwynne Graham. Gillam reportedly signed Dream Defenders Freedom Papers. Gillam and Dream Defenders Agnew are so familiar with each other that while he was a city commissioner in Tallahassee, Gillam himself penned a glowing profile at the far-left alternate publication promoting Agnew and the activists' work founding Dream Defenders titled, "We Need More Philip Agnews." Gillam related. 7 years later, in response to the shooting of Florida teen Trayvon Martin, Agnew built on his past social justice experiences and connections to form the Dream Defenders, which helped bring national attention to the Martin case. From Governor Scott's office, the Dream Defenders pushed for a repeal of Florida's Stand Your Ground law and a special legislative session on racial profiling in the school-to-prison pipeline, among other demands. Following 31 days in the Capitol and a commitment from Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford to hold a hearing on the state's Stand Your Ground law, Agnew announced that the Dream Defenders would leave to refocus on civic engagement in their communities to amplify the need for reform. Dream Defenders, which continues to be led by young people of color, now has chapters on 9 college campuses in Florida and continues to highlight racial and social economic justice issues. Gillam, who would go on to become Tallahassee mayor, gushed in the March 2014 profile, "We must learn from the successes of young leaders like the Dream Defenders and recruit, train and connect thousands more local organizers and activists, particularly in underrepresented communities and regions of the country." Breitbart News reported that in its official endorsement of Gillam, Dream Defenders said they see Gillam as by far the best candidate for our movement to engage with in pushing our revolutionary vision. Dream Defenders announced the politician's governorship would completely change the terrain on which our movement is fighting and the makeup of the Democratic Party itself. The endorsement advertised that Gillam's progressive platform for Florida creates much more favorable conditions for our movement and our people. In its endorsement, Dream Defenders summarized the aims of its movement as no less than the replacement of the current state with a people-centered state, a clear euphemism for socialism. "Our vision for Florida, the Freedom Papers, is one where people-centered state replaces our current profit-centered one," Dream Defenders said. The organization's Freedom Papers advocate textbook socialist principles such as claiming that by virtue of being born each of us has the absolute right to adequate food, shelter, clothing, water, health care, effective public transportation, dignified work, living wages. The Freedom Papers referenced in the endorsement of Gillam further stress police and prisons have no place in justice, while calling for an absolute right to fully funded free public education. Dream Defenders announced that Gillam is the first politician that the group has endorsed in its 6-year history. The radical organization said Gillam's platform is critical to altering the politics of Florida and making the state a model for progressive governance. "This is not only one of the most progressive platforms that a Florida gubernatorial candidate has ever run on, but it is also one of the most progressive platforms we have seen from any gubernatorial candidate in the country. Florida is ground zero for far-right, corporate control of our government. With Gillum's platform, we have the opportunity to shift this and become a model for progressive governance. It is our job to hold him, and every elected, sick, to the promises made in this platform. Dream Defenders praised Gillum as the only non-millionaire or billionaire running for governor, leaving out that he is openly financially backed by billionaires George Soros and Tom Steyer. Dream Defenders reminisced about Gillum aiding the organization. As Breitbart News reported, a simple perusal of the website of Dream Defenders, the organization so feverishly championed by Gillum, evidences the group's open radicalism. The organization calls for an end to disaster capitalism, rants against Independence Day and spreads malicious falsehoods about Israel. The main page boasts that Dream Defenders is building a powerful, deep, local organization and movement for freedom and liberation in Florida. A section on its website about July 4th urges supporters to acknowledge that the independence being commemorated has not been won for the people of this land. Independence Day in America should be utilized to illuminate the immeasurable distances between U.S. citizens and the harm committed in our name around the world, the organization states. What to the prisoner is the 4th of July? Dream Defenders asks. The indigenous people who were here before white settlers? The anti-patriotic posting goes on to call for an end to disaster capitalism and the total abolition of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, while lamenting U.S. military aid to Israel. The only future for us to survive within is one of demilitarization and an end to disaster capitalism, where money and weapons no longer get to crisscross borders with ease while black and brown children are held captive as collateral damage. Why is there enough money to bomb Iraq, Yemen, Sudan, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Somalia, but not enough to support the self-determination of migrants and refugees fleeing the very violence the U.S. has inflicted? Why is there enough money to sign contracts with private prison corporations like CoreCivic and Geo Group for hundreds of millions of dollars, but not enough money to rebuild Puerto Rico? Why are there billions of dollars allocated to Israel's military to kill unarmed protesters? Sick, but not the same investment to clean Flint's water supply. The consequences of normalizing the immense violence perpetuated under the banner of U.S. exceptionalism ripple far and wide. We are all harmed by the racist misallocation of resources in America towards never-ending extraction and destruction. We mourn for all of the lives lost this year serving the war machines. In the U.S., thousands have rallied around the country demanding ICE be abolished and children be reunited with their families. Breitbart News reported that Dream Defenders organized a flash mob in Israel to officially endorse the BDS movement against the Jewish state. Written with research by Joshua Klein,